It's 8 o'clock in the morning on the Quai de la Bourdonnais, one of the few functioning ports in the French capital. It sits on the Seine River, just beneath the Eiffel Tower. And it adds to these iconic images the much more mundane sight of shipping containers being taken from a barge and loaded onto lorries. Each one bears the logo of grocery store chain Franprix, and they hold all of the dry products for 135 of the group's 350 Parisian locations. They've arrived via Bonneuil-sur-Marne, a town with an active port 20 kilometers up the river. Standing by is the group's supply chain manager, Stéphane Thuot.
The containers have been driven to Bonneuil-sur-Marne yesterday morning. Then they have been loaded on the boat during the afternoon, and the boat came here to Port de la Bourdonnais yesterday evening. So we have 20 kilometers on the Seine. The boat sails between 6 and 9 o'clock in the evening, from Monday to Friday, and then it's unloaded every morning.
Franprix began shipping along the Seine in August 2012 to get around the problem of growing traffic congestion in the greater Paris region. Even though it's logistically more complicated than having trucks deliver the goods from start to finish, it's also much more efficient.
We have very few kilometers at the beginning, very few kilometers at the end, and we have no traffic jam between the distribution center and the shop. So it's a rather long transport because it started on day one and the shops are there on day two, but it's really easy because there is no waste of time during traffic jam.
The Seine is anything but congested. At this time in the morning, the tourist boats aren't running yet, and the river flows calmly between the rush hour traffic picking up along its banks. Using the river for commercial shipping is nothing new. Last year, 21 million tons of goods moved through the region's ports, including 2 million in Paris proper. But that's only a small part of the 300 million tons that are shipped across the region every year, 90% of which comes by road. Dave Defoe is captain of the Imhotep, the pusher of the barge that delivers Franprix's goods. He's been a riverboat captain for 12 years, but he's known the river all of his life, as he comes from a family of sailors.
A few decades ago, there were ports all along the banks of the Seine River. There still are, on other parts of the river, but not in Paris proper. They were taken out to develop tourism. We're the country with the most waterways, but we haven't developed them. Many rivers and canals are practically abandoned. Compared with what they've done in Belgium or in the Netherlands, we're unfortunately far behind.
Captain's cabin overlooks the barge, which can hold 44 containers. Today, there are 28 of them, a typical amount for a Franprix delivery. Stéphane Thuot is looking for partners to help fill the barge to capacity, but he knows there's one simple reason that they're holding back.
It's more expensive because you have to put trucks at the beginning, at the end, with a boat, and you have to load and unload. In France, we have that problem that trucks are much less expensive than boats.
The one partner they do have is freight company Norbert d'Entresangles, which operates 7 vehicles that ship the products from the barge to the stores. Transport manager Stéphane Brunio would also like to open up services with other players as a way of spreading out costs.
Tous les chargeurs sont sensibilisés aux problématiques de congestion pour accéder dans Paris.
Other companies are aware of problems with congestion and the environment when it comes to delivering to Paris. But the difficulty is making it work economically as well as logistically. Franprix has access to an active port, but that's not the same for everybody else. Plus, there has to be a high enough volume of daily deliveries to make it worthwhile.
C'est une activité aujourd'hui qui bénéficie d'aide de l'État.
Also, today we benefit from a subsidy available for river-to-road movement. Although there's much uncertainty about its future, we would like to continue developing river transport with Franprix. But we would definitely be in financial trouble if the subsidies were to stop or be significantly reduced.
Si ces aides étaient amenées à disparaître ou à diminuer de façon considérable.
When Franprix signed its contract to use the quai de Bourdonnais, it was able to receive a subsidy of 18 euros for each shipping container unloaded onto the port. However, the Ministry of the Environment decided this year to lower the amount.
This public aid has been reduced this year because now it's only 12 euros. So there is a great question about what is the governmental wish, because we are hearing a lot about that kind of subjects, about environment, but by the same time, the public aid has been reduced. So there is a kind of contradiction between what we can hear and the reality of facts.
In Paris City Hall, officials say that even if the subsidy has gone down, they're still looking to help companies like Franprix build partnerships. Célia Blauel, deputy mayor for sustainable development and waterways, has been championing the environmental and economic benefits of using the river.
Using the water transport system, it's to lower our GHG emission, which is really important, but it's also to lower air pollution for all the people in Paris. And also it's interesting for them because it's dividing by something like four their petrol cost, and petrol is going to be higher and higher in the next year. So it's important for them in their business, but also for the people and the planet.
Indeed, Franprix's river operations take 4,000 lorries off of the road and cut the company's carbon emissions by 37%. But in terms of developing the Paris region in the coming years, promoting river transport is also a balancing act with other efforts to protect the environment and boost the quality of life.
We work on developing the harbors in the city in a much more network way. This can be sometimes complicated because more and more people want to also use the river and the channel for leisure or to live on. So we have an urban planning issue on that. The city has been built for many years not facing the river, and now people want to go back to the river. So now we are thinking on how to develop the uses on the economical side, but also on the leisure and on how to live with the river again.
Despite the challenges, Franprix wants to keep using the river. Its current contract runs until the middle of 2017. And its future appears to hinge on whether it can bring other companies on board. But with the government looking to cut down on traffic and air pollution, the group also has a long-term vision of how transportation in the region will evolve.
We decided to anticipate legislation on the access to Paris, ecotax, carbon tax, toll to access to the city center. Probably in the coming years it will be harder to come to Paris, and the cost of trucks should probably rise.
If that vision holds true, the Quai de la Bourdonnais beneath the Eiffel Tower could become just one of the capital's many thriving commercial ports, meaning that what flows along Paris's iconic river could also be changing for years to come. Mike Woods, RFI, Paris.